USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Democrats will gather by phone today as they wait for the Justice Department to send them details of what Special Counsel Robert Mueller has found in his investigation of Russian interference. That, according to a person familiar with the meeting, Mueller sent his completed report to Attorney General William Barr yesterday. Barr said in a letter to the House and Senate Judiciary Committees that he would share Mueller's principal conclusions with Congress as soon as today. Democratic Congressman David Cicilline, who serves on the House Judiciary Committee, says everyone should be able to see the conclusions.
I think it's very important that Mr. Barr review this report quickly, that he make it available in its entirety to the American people, obviously taking out whatever they have to protect sources and methods and classified material. But this report belongs to the American people.
Meanwhile, several personalities on CNN and other liberal media outlets seemed physically upset that they were forced to admit that the announcement of the Mueller report was a positive development for the president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for your introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A flare-up at the petrochemical plant just south of Houston has been contained. Plant spokeswoman Alice Richardson says the facility has added increased security to ensure a quick response should it happen again.
The fire was extinguished at 4:45. The containment wall breach is secured. Efforts are ongoing to strengthen the repair portion of the containment wall.
The massive blaze burned several days, and a secondary fire ignited yesterday at the International Terminals Company, a storage facility in Deer Park, Texas. A survivor of the Parkland, Florida high school shootings last year commits suicide. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A recent grad of the school, 19-year-old Sydney Aiello, taking her own life last weekend, according to Aiello's mother, who says her daughter was close friends with shooting victim Meadow Pollock. Aiello had since been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, and her mother says she was struggling with college because of her fear of being in a classroom.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts manned a phone line at a call center in Omaha yesterday, taking donations from the Nebraska Broadcaster Association's Nebraska Strong Drive for Flood Relief.
We will rebuild better and bigger than we have before. And it's going to be with the help of the folks who are calling in this morning. And having been on the phone calls for a little while today and seeing the generosity of Nebraskans all across this state, I know that we're going to get through this together like Nebraskans always do.
Three-quarters of the counties in Nebraska have declared a state of emergency following last week's historic flood. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson was at Offutt Air Force Base in Bellevue, just outside Omaha yesterday, to survey damage. About a third of the base was flooded.
STRATCOM was in the middle of an exercise as the waters rose. They didn't miss a beat. There was no mission that didn't keep going here at Offutt Air Force Base. And that says something about this base.
Figures compiled by the Nebraska Emergency Management Agency put damage statewide from recent flooding at more than $640 million, although that number is expected to rise to more than $1 billion. A Pittsburgh jury has acquitted former police officer Michael Rosefeld in the shooting death of 17-year-old Antoine Rose II. Protests erupted outside the courthouse. Randall Taylor was among them.
We are outraged. Our people are hurt. And it ain't going to continue like this in Pittsburgh.
Rosefeld shot Rose last June when he was running from a vehicle Rosefeld pulled over because it had been involved in a drive-by shooting minutes before. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.